Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing to learn the first parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin and parak Aleph Mishnah Ches as we finish off the first parak today of Maseches Shviyos. In the previous Mishnah, parak Aleph Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah taught us the halacha l'moshe misina, the case of Eser Netios, that if you have 10 saplings, if you have 10 smaller trees, then you would be allowed to plow a particular field of a Besah until Rosh Hashanah, until the 7th year, the Shemitah year, begins. Our Mishnah says the following, HaNetios v'adaluim mitstarfin l'soch Besah. When you're allowed to combine netios, these saplings, these smaller trees, and delum and Greek gourds, you can combine them together. You could have 7 and 3, you can have 6 and 4, and so on, in order to allow you to plow the field until Rosh Hashanah. The Bar Tanura does point out, though, that you have to make sure that there are more saplings. The netios have to be more. You could have 7 saplings and 3 gourds, you could have 6 saplings and 4 gourds, but you must have, according to the Tanakhama, more netios, more of these smaller trees, more of the saplings than the Greek gourds. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Kol asara deluim lebeis sa." No, all 10 of these plants, of these trees, can be these Greek gourds in the Besa, and then Chorshin called Besa to Rosh Hashanah. There too, you'd be allowed to plow the entire Besa, the entire field, until Rosh Hashanah. And the Bar Tanura even says that we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So it doesn't matter, you could have some netios, some saplings, some Greek gourds, you could have all gourds, all saplings. In that case, you'd be able to plow the entire land until Rosh Hashanah, until the Shemitah year begins. Now we're going to finish off the first parak with parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Ad Eima Sai Nikru Netios. Until when is a tree still considered to be a sapling? When does it lose its status of being a sapling and begin to be referred to as a regular tree, where we require 3 in order for you to plow the field until Shavuos? When does it stop being a young tree, and when does it begin to be a regular tree? Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, Ad Sheyacholu, until the fruits of the tree become chulin, become regular, don't lose its kedusha. What does that mean? Stalacha is, as we'll learn towards the end of Seder Zrim, the first 3 years that a tree produces its fruits, it's considered to be arla, and therefore there's an iser hana. You're not allowed to benefit, you're not allowed to use any of those tree, any of those fruits for the first 3 years of the tree's growth. And then, that's the first 3 years. And then you have the 4th year, which is referred to as neta revai, where the fruits of a tree have the status of meiser sheni, where you have to, like we learned previously, where in order to eat the fruits, you have to bring them to Yerushalayim, or you can redeem them where you are and bring the money to Yerushalayim, but they would have the status of meiser sheni, and during the 4th year, and only in the 5th year, are the fruits considered to be chul, and are they considered to be regular? Are they no longer holy? So says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when does a tree no longer have its status of netios? When does it become regular? It's holy. It's considered to be netios. Achi acholu, until the fruits become chul, until the 5th year, then they're regular trees, and then the regular halacha of regular field of trees would apply. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, bas sheva shanim. Rabbi Yeshua says that the sapling has its status of a sapling until the 7th year, and after that point, it becomes a regular tree. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, netia kishma. That's no, a netia sapling is just kishma, like it sounds. A 1 year, as the Bar Tanura points out, it's just a 1 year thing. It's a sapling, it's a young tree for 1 year. And after the 1 year, it becomes a regular tree, in which case 3 of them would allow you to, and a besa would allow you to plow that field until Shavuos, not until Rosh Hashanah. And as the Bar Tanura says, we actually paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that the Eser Netios, the 10 trees that are saplings, that are young, that allow you to plow the field until Rosh Hashanah, only apply for the 1st year of the tree's existence. After that point, it becomes like a regular field that you can plant until Shavuos if they have 3 trees that produce the right amount of fruit. Continues the Mishnah. Ilan shenigmam v'hotzi chalipin. Let's say you chop a tree. A tree is completely chopped off, and then more branches begin to come out and to grow in replace of those that you chopped off. Says the Mishnah, mitefach ulemata. If the stump of the tree is a tefach or less, once you chop it off, you leave a tefach or less of a stump there, then knetia. Then the tree has, once it continues to grow again, then that tree has the status of a netia of a sapling. It's brand new. You had such a little stump, now it's growing more. It has the status of a netia. And again, Eser, netios, 10 of the netios, would allow you then to plow that land until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. However, says the Mishnah, mitefach ulemala, but if the stump is more than a tefach, then ki'ilon, then it's like the original tree, it's like a regular tree. And again, you would need three trees that produce the right amount of fruit in order for you to be able to plow that area of land in the Besa until Shavuos. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Quick review. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin taught us that machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel regarding netios and deluim. Can you combine netios? Can you combine the saplings and the deluim? The Tanakam said that you can combine them as long as you still have more of the netios, more of the saplings, more of the young trees. However, Rabbi Shimon says no, that you can even have all, he's more lenient, you can even have all gourds. You don't only need netios, you don't even need 6 and 4. You could have 9 and 1, 9 gourds and 1 netios and so on, or you could have all gourds. That would work for the purposes of this halacha. And even if you have 10 gourds, 10 Greek gourds in the area of the Besa, then you would be allowed to plow that land until Rosh Hashanah. And then Perek Aleph Pishnaches had a question of when does a tree no longer have the status of being considered to be a nut, a netia? When is it no longer considered to be a sapling? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, during the 5th year, once it loses, it's no longer arla, it's no longer netzer revai, it's just regular. That's the year that it's a regular tree. Rabbi Yeshua said that it's the 7th year that it's considered to be a regular tree. And then Rabbi Akiva, and that's what Paskin like says, that it's that after the first year, it is considered to be a regular tree. And again, that means that you would need 3 trees that produce the right amount of fruit for you to be able to plow that land until Shavuos, unlike the case of the Eser Netios, where you would be able to plow the land until Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah then concluded with the case with the question of, what if you chop a tree? Is the tree that you chopped considered to be the tree that it was originally, or is it considered to be a brand new tree, like a netiyah? Would the halach of Eser netiyos apply to that? So we said that if the stump that you chopped off is there's a tefach or less, then it's like a netiyah. But if there's a tefach or more, then it's like the halacha of a regular tree, in which case you would have to have 3 trees to cover the land in order to plow that area of land. Have a great day.